to Real World News. Rio+20 zero draft documents stalled in the UN, social movements prepare to mobilize. As a result of several disagreements around the so-called green economy, the United Nations was forced to extend another week the negotiations on the final document for the upcoming Conference on Sustainable Development, dubbed Rio+20. The second round of discussions was supposed to end last Friday, May the 4th, with at least 90% of the work finished, but since many controversial issues were still outstanding, they were forced to extend the negotiations taking place in New York from May the 29th until June the 2nd. After the negotiations, there will only be one negotiation phase left, set to start in Rio de Janeiro on June the 13th, 8 days before the beginning of the meeting of heads of state and government scheduled for June the 20th to the 22nd. The so-called zero draft was already reduced to around 100 pages. However, civil society organizations that take part in the discussion at the UN headquarters in New York have expressed their concerns about the commodification of nature that prevails in the discussion. Social movements, environmental, indigenous peasant, and workers' organizations that are preparing the People's Summit to be held before the official UN summit in Rio have low expectations about what states will decide there. In turn, the summit will seek that social organizations will be able to reach a common analysis about the structural causes of the environmental, food, and climate crisis, but most importantly, to have a common agenda of resistance. The coordination group of the People's Summit has been working on this. It will meet again this week in Rio. The movements that will participate in the summit will do a demonstration that expects to gather thousands of people in Rio de Janeiro on June the 20th, besides other demonstrations to demand real solutions as opposed to the false solution provided by green economy. On June the 5th, on the World Environment Day, there will be demonstrations around the world with the eyes set on Rio+20. Green economy, promoted as a central concept of the document both by the industrialized countries and by the UN, is generally opposed by the southern countries. One of the arguments against it is that it implies the commodification of nature without changing the current production and consumption patterns. The main countries seek to impose a notion that will be a platform to impose market rules in the center of the purported solutions to the environmental issues. Another controversial issue is the idea of setting up 20 sustainable development goals to be accomplished by all countries over a certain period of time. The goals deal with climate, clean energy, biodiversity, water, sea and oceans, forests, agriculture, urban centers, etc., all from a market perspective. Brazilian priest Fray Beto has pointed out in a recent article that the idea of commodifying nature as if it were an enterprise came from industrialized countries from the north in the 70s when the environmental crisis began. Europe and the US realize that natural resources are limited. The earth cannot be expanded and it is sick, polluted, and degraded. So the promoters of capitalism suggested to put a value on natural resources in order to save them. They estimated the value of environmental services in between 160 and 540 billion US dollars. The world's GDP, that is the sum of goods and services, equals 620 billion US dollars. Beto continued, nature has no bank account to receive the money paid for the services it provides. The advocates of these proposals hence claim that someone or an institution should get this payment. The UN says that 135 heads of state, vice presidents, and prime minister have already confirmed their presence in Rio+20, as well as hundreds of non-governmental organizations, businessmen, members of parliament, mayors, academics, and other groups and sectors. The conference will session at the Rio Centro and will be preceded by a preparatory meeting from June the 13th to the 15th and a so-called dialogue of the civil society on sustainable development from June the 16th to the 18th without the participation of the movements that will take part in the People's Summit.
You are listening to Real World News.